When you practice this meditation, choose a time and place when you will not be disturbed. Turn off your phone and create a peaceful environment. If you're new to meditation, choose the same time and place to practice, so your body grows accustomed to the meditation as if it were a habit, like waking, eating, or sleeping. Even if you've never meditated before, the theta brainwave frequencies provided on this program will support you in quieting mental activity and entering theta. Extensive biofeedback research has revealed that theta brainwave activity provides the matrix from which mystical experience and higher creativity arise. The technology used on this program is very precise. So to experience the brainwave entrainment effect, listen with headphones. Silencing the mind, turning off the mental motor, allows the inner kundalini to emerge. Our busy thoughts often override and control our inner state of being. When the mind is quiet, truly quiet, Shakti begins to move through the body. So the first step in awakening the inner kundalini begins when you let your thoughts quiet down and move into a calm, centered space where the kundalini can flow freely. Your position for meditation is also important. The main instruction here is to find a position where you are both comfortable and your spine is straight. This allows your natural channels of energy to open up and flow freely. You can either sit on the floor cross-legged or sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your palms facing up on your lap. You can also use a pillow as support behind your back. If it's difficult for you to sit, lay down flat on your back with a rolled towel or pillow under your knees. But be careful not to fall asleep during the meditation. In all these positions, let your palms face upward with the tips of your thumb and index finger gently touching. To assist you in reaching a state of calm serenity, we'll be using controlled breathing techniques known as pranayama. Prana means life force, and ayama means expansion or magnification. Pranayama will help quiet the mind and expand your life force energy. When you are able to quiet the restless wandering of your mind, Shakti will begin to feed your brain with newfound psychic energy. The first breathing technique in this meditation is ocean breath. It is called ocean breath because the sound resembles the distant rolling of the ocean. Practice along with the instructions. Inhale deeply through your nose, and when you exhale, open your mouth and pretend that you are fogging a mirror with your breath. Hear the sound? Inhale deeply, then fog the mirror when you exhale. Now, inhale, but close your mouth while you continue to fog the mirror as you exhale. Notice how you can make the same sound with your mouth closed. Keep the same muscles contracted as you inhale. The inhales and exhales are long, deep, and slow. Keep the breath smooth by connecting the inhales and the exhales. You can make this breath loud or soft. Find a balance that feels comfortable to you. If at any time during the meditation your mind is wandering, use ocean breath to drown out the sounds of a busy mind. The next Kundalini Yoga breathing technique is called Breath of Fire. It is a rapid, rhythmic, and continuous breath that sounds like powerful sniffing. To perform this technique, you inhale and exhale rapidly through your nose without pausing. The key here is to use the navel point as a pump, almost like using your abdomen as a bellows. The inhale and exhale are equal length and usually occur 2 to 3 times per second. Practice along with the sound of the breath. Imagine your abdomen as a bellows. Pull your navel back towards your spine with a rapid pumping motion. Remember, with this breath, that the pumping action comes from quickly pulling your navel in towards your spine to push the breath out on the exhale, and then letting go briefly while you inhale. We will only be practicing this breath for 2 minutes at one time. It's a very powerful technique, but if at any point you begin to feel strain, breathlessness, or pain, stop breath of fire, relax, and breathe normally. The next practice is called the root lock, which is an ancient technique used by yogis to open the flow of kundalini. The root lock is located at your first chakra at the base of the spine. To engage this lock, inhale deeply, and as you exhale, gently contract and draw in the sphincter muscles and all the small muscles around the pubic bone. This is a subtle contraction. It is not necessary to strain. Isolate these muscles without tensing the thighs and buttocks. Inhale, exhale normally, gently engage the root lock. Hold it and visualize the energy moving up the spine and let go. Inhale, exhale, engage the lock, see the energy moving up your spine, and release. Inhale, exhale, engage the lock, hold it, see the energy moving up your spine, and release. The last instruction given here is to always approach your meditation practice with reverence. Do not try to force kundalini to awaken. Instead, invite Shakti to come forth and trust that this divine energy will grace your life in perfect order and at the perfect time.